Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our integration call for the Yin Yang Weimo Meridians. And as we settle into today's session, I'm going to invite you to get comfy and cozy, making your way to any place where you can get just a little bit of comfort. And cozying on up with maybe an extra blanket. And I'm sharing that because while the temperature here dropped quite suddenly, now we're in our usual deep freeze of winter. We got pretty spoiled with some pretty luxurious temperatures for Saskatchewan anyways. So we're in the extremes of the winter that the dogs aren't excited to walk in anymore at this juncture. So we have to do a couple of quick walkies in the throughout the day now. So as you settle in, if you're anywhere near these types of temperatures and you want just an extra little bit of comfort in any way that you choose to keep warm, feel free to grab that as you cozy up and settle in. Yeah, it's cold there too, hey? No. And I invite you all to begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. To receive. To drink in life. And every breath, an opportunity to call that all in even 1% more. Every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go. To make space. And every breath, an opportunity to let that sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. Allowing yourself to sink just a little deeper to that cushion below you. And if any part of that feels pleasant, to the very least neutral, taking a moment to notice that, to drink that in, and to savor that. Drinking it in for the nourishment that it very well may be. And as we take a moment to receive things that are pleasant to neutral, I'm going to invite us to do that thing that we often do at the beginning, where you look either outwardly or inwardly, taking a moment to look in all those various 3D directions and letting your gaze land on anything that's particularly pleasant, to the very least neutral. And as your attention lands on that thing, noticing what it is you like the most about that thing in this moment. It might be the shape. It might be the color, the size. It may be how the light and the shadow play with it all. And as you drink this on in, taking time to breathe it on inside of you. As you savor and receive this nourishment, the invitation is to notice what seems to happen inside of you as you do so. What happens for you? Thank you for being here. Thank you for all of you. And thank you for all that's gone into this sweet opportunity for connection. Thank you to your families, your villages, your ancestors, this very lineage that you come from. The deepest of thank yous to all of those that have come before, and to all of those that have caretaken and stewarded this very land that has nurtured and nourished us all. Thank you for this opportunity to gather here in this way, and thank you for the most perfect integration of any old challenges as we make our way through today's session. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Blessings on your journey. And as we start off, we're actually starting off in house number 4. This is the, there's a bunch of things, but I often think of it as the house of the subconscious ways that we have organized all that we know about ourselves to be able to interact with our environment in ways that feel supportive, that feel safe, that feel nurturing and nourishing and protective. And it's also the house of the spleen meridian. So imagining that all of that energy gets carried within our spleen, it has that wisdom. And the spleen also has a tendency to process worry. As it processes worry, it has a tendency, if it's not handling the worry really well, to get a little bit heavy. And that spleen chi over time can begin to have some weight to it. It can create a sense of even just like downward type of pressure, or a sense of things even falling downward if it's really out of alignment. And as we touch it on in this way, we're actually working with the belief system of the world is heavy. Pardon me, my world is heavy right now. My world is heavier than I'd really like it to be right now. And as we touch in on that sort of sensation of the life just feeling kind of heavy and your world feeling a little bit more potentially burdensome, we're going to offer actually what the spleen governs, which is lymph system circulation. We're offering lymphatic circulation. And we're doing it. This is really interesting. I've never seen it come up this way before. We're doing it for in particular, lymph vessels travel right adjacent to our arteries, but we're doing it purposely to clean out any toxicity within the blood that the lymph vessels and the nodes are filtering through. So as we release any toxicities from the blood into the lymph, it's almost like the lymph is like hanging on to them. And there's this moment of like nostalgia. It's like, I'd rather just hang on to that one. I don't know that I'm ready to let it go. And there's this almost like a need to protectively cling to the old history in order to potentially stay safe by means of figuring out how things happened back then so history never has to repeat itself again. And as we work with this, I could perhaps sum it up by the phrase avoidance and pain. And we're going to work with that consciousness of avoidance and pain. We're actually working with it with lymphatic drainage. We're circulating it with the Module 5 style, Beltane method of lymphatic drainage, throughout the entire system. And as we do so, working with the master governor that I mentioned earlier, the spleen, that supports the system in doing this particular method of lymphatic drainage extremely well. And we're going to intermittently keep going back to the spleen all the way throughout to continue to drain any excess lymph that might be cluttering up within the spleen itself. And as this moves, I see it releasing really, really old, old grief, like not your generation grief, but actually going back 3, 4, 5, perhaps even generations, 3 to 5 generations back through both sides of the family lines. And it's as if there has been this like cataloging of information through the family lineages around what it means to struggle, what it means to have hardship, what it means to have challenges that feel too big to hold, that are too overwhelming. As we work with this, we're going to simultaneously unwind that overwhelm all the way through the family lines, along with the sense of taste. It's actually bringing in the sense of taste, which The spleen works with earth element, which governs the mouth and taste, but in particular the taste of sweetness. And as we look at this, it's as if the tongue is so busy, or the sense of taste more so, is so busy in looking out for things that might be dangerous that it's actually forgotten how to take in the sweetness and how to savor the sweetness that's also here. And we did a fair amount of work with the tongue last week. Is that a word? It might be. If not, we should totally make that a word. And as we work with this, we're actually going all the way down to the very roots of the tongue itself, which I see as the image of it's almost like anchored in really thick mud. And here we're actually cleaning out some really, really old grief. And that goes all the way down from the base of the tongue through to the thoracic inlet diaphragm. Okay, and here we're working with a few different things around voice, tongue, throat, and expression. And we're first working with the consciousness of guilt tripping and giving a good tongue lashing. So whether this is guilt trips that you've provided or guilt trips that you've received, tongue lashings that you've provided or tongue lashings that you perceive, working with all the various levels of grief involved with the various experiences of all those forms of expression, of guilt tripping, of tongue lashes. And then I'm hearing that phrase again, that phrase, hold your tongue, hold your tongue. And it's almost as if the entire tongue began to like freeze and hold still and wasn't able to effectively release some of those other layers of things that I just spoke to. So within that freeze, we're actually going to offer it hydration, helping these cells take up water and joy and release any impurities that just don't need to be here. And as that unwinds all the way through the base of the tongue and that thoracic inlet diaphragm alike, I see some unwinding going all the way through the root of the tongue. And I see it releasing, it almost looks like this thin black inky line of like octopus squid ink. And this is relating to the energy of the words that we express when we're afraid, when we're fearful. I believe that's when, I don't know much about the squid or the octopus, they release their ink and they do it as like a protective mechanism to try to escape and get away. And it's almost as if the words of the guilt trippings and the tongue lashings, when they come out and we speak more harshly than we mean to, are connected to that protective mechanism that we learned all the way back in fourth house development, when all of our pieces of ourselves were coming together and we learned how to stay safe and protected. Okay. And in here, there's the sense, the identity of I am weak, but it's purposely linking into an aspect of its connection point to this idea of I'm too physically weak to create harm. So I'm just going to do my best to use my words to create harm, because that's probably better than physical harm, right? So it's got that whole, all of that's in there, including the justification, like, ah, it's just a tongue lashing, that's better than physical harm, right? All of that's in here. And we're looking again at where that was learned, and that's actually connecting into the maternal lineage. We're going back, a ways, 12 generations down mom's side, where wombs upon wombs of women have learned these ways. And also in here enters the mix of the silent treatments and ways that we control people utilizing our voice in those ways. And as we do all this work, I see some of that sort of inky, poisonous, black ink stuff releasing. And we're going to actually meet it halfway with the body chemistry, supporting our immune system and releasing old toxic expressions that no longer fit with your current alignment of where you're at. And that in turn is linking into house 12, house of releasing, surrendering, allowing. And as that settles, running one more body chemistry on the tongue for the microbiome to support the digestion of being able to take in the sweet things in life, including being able to take in the sweetness of compliments or when somebody says something sweet or tender or soft or graceful to you. And as soon as I say that, I actually see the tongue on the left side spits out this little knife, and it's like that image that goes along with the expression of sharp tongues begins to just spontaneously release as the tongue remembers what it's like to receive the good things again in life. And the tongue, as I might have mentioned this last week already, is like the juggernaut of all things connective tissue unwinding. So as we do this work with the tongue, it's actually translating into loosening up connective tissue through the chest, thoracic inlet diaphragm, and upper back. And we're just going to run circulation of all the healing resources through those areas, including blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower that inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help our nervous and our immune system alike to heal. Also circulating the overall balance of yin and yang, feminine and masculine, along with hydration, helping again these cells to absorb water and joy and release any impurities that just don't need to be here. Okay, beautiful. And we're tapping this part out here, so invitation to breathe and receive in any way that feels right for you. Giving that a little bit of space to land, offering that a couple of gentle breaths here as it does so. Beautiful. And as that begins to settle in, going into house 8, house of death, rebirth, regeneration, house of the kidney meridian, house of the ancestors and in their own way. And as we connect to this particular house this time, I keep seeing this image, so I'll speak to it, and it seems pretty relevant. I'm not sure where it's going yet either. But I see this image of a seed. So I'll invite you to actually imagine a seed of any sort. And imagine planting it in the rich soil, potentially of your system, or in your mind's eye and imagination. Knowing that this seed can be planted in any physical, energetic center of you or in any other place in your imagination, wherever feels right. And I invite you to take a moment to notice this seed, what happens as you plant it. Yeah, perhaps it begins to sprout and grow in new ways, and how perhaps it actually gives in its own way a cycle of death and birth as the seed dies and gives life to this new potential seedling. There's something that gets born or birthed anew. And as this birthing of this new comes into fruition and existence, wherever you planted it, I invite you, excuse me, to imagine that we actually get to connect that as a form of nourishment now to your Yin Wei Mo meridian. What is it you're looking to cultivate more of? We can potentially imagine that that's here growing now through this seedling. What is it we wish to grow new life into? What is it we wish that the nourishment could continue to be received through the Yin Wei Mo meridian and distributed through all the meridians, all the chi flow through your entire yin nature? And as we do all of that, unwinding just a few adhesions, connective tissue, little sticky points around the sacrum. And as we do so, releasing any tentativeness or cautiousness around embracing the new or stepping forward into the new. And as it also unwinds, releasing this identity of I am doomed, and along with it a sense of despair and hopelessness that the past just will continue to repeat itself over and over again is what it's connected to. And we're releasing that out of the left sacroiliac joints. And as we do so, linking the left sacroiliac up to the reciprocal, the right TMJ joints. And as the sacroiliac releases, the TMJ begins to, the jaw joint begins to open to receive again new life. What is it we wish to open up into? Perhaps this is the fruition of the seedling that we open our jaw, mouth, tongue to be able to better receive. And then we're going to do the same balancing, reciprocally speaking, for the right back of hip and the left jaw. And I just see as I do that, this flash of lights kind of reminds me of, again, that biblical expression, let there be lights. Yeah, let it be known, let there be awareness, let this be seen. Could be the metaphorical connections here. And as we work with this balancing of hips and jaws, balancing our hips, our foundation to the jaw, to what we're opening up to receive, what we're calling in, what we're willing to take in through, again, the tongue's necessary need for sweetness. So that way these changes that we're calling in can create change in a way that further invites peace, sweetness, tastiness of life again. And as we work within in these ways, releasing, it looks like fear of expression, but particularly like fear of being like physically, potentially like even hit or abused in some way, shape or form for your expression. And there's a lot of confusion in here too. I actually see this as going way back into early days, potentially even into the womb as well for some of you, where this energy of feeling like physically abused and hit felt like it was, well, confusing because there wasn't really a lot of context as to why something like that might happen. And on the other side of it, I see the justification being posed like, that's how you learn. That's how you learn. And there's this idea entangled in the family lines that we need to learn by means of fear, that we need to learn by means of being forced, that we need to learn by means of being punished. And all those sort of ideologies are actually, well, wrong. The way that we learn is actually not through intimidation or threats. It's actually just the opposite. It's through safety, through opportunities for us to feel safe enough to know our own minds, to express them. So I invite you, if it feels right, you can even take your hands lovingly, tenderly, nurturingly to your own jaws, to your own face, and providing that safety that may have been missing back then, now. And I'll invite you to, almost in like the way that the Matrix movie slows down and all of a sudden we see like the bullets flying past and a lot can happen very quickly, I'm going to invite you to slow this all down and imagine that you can lovingly provide this comfort, this grace through you at this age of life to all those ages and stages of life in your younger years, all the way through to even the womb, all the way through to when you're even just a little bundle of cells. And as you allow yourself to go through the ages and stages of life, feel free to do it in any order that feels right. I just happen to be seeing it as like sort of oldest to that youngest point of conception. I then see it tumble back through the family lines, going back through the generations. And as it does so, releasing the belief system, live in fear, live in fear. That unwinds all the way through, all the way through. In particular, the Yinwei Mo Meridian is anchoring this all. And as it does so, bringing in the essence of holding through the side body, this essence of safety that you're held by something even more nourishing than we may have even recognized in our early years. Yeah, and as we take in this sweetness through these different ways, through your loving touch, through the Yinwei Mo Meridian, I'm going to bring in one more thing to offer that all, which is Conception Vessel 17, which governs all things yin and feminine, along with the planetary energies of the moon and of Venus. And then, if both planets could be like our mother and our grandmother's type of energy combined, I just hear the planets whisper softly, speak your truth, break your silence. Speak your truth, break your silence. Speak your truth. It's safe to break your silence, little one. And it's safe to ask for what you need. It's safe to ask for what you need. You don't have to cower in the fear of being forced, punished, physically assaulted in any way. You actually get to speak your truth freely without that intimidation, without that inhibition, without that feeling of being dominated by a potential threat out there. And as this voice gets informed with this new information, I just feel almost like your entire lineage is listening. I just hear all these, well, sense all these little hands coming in from the past, holding you, massaging you through your throats, and offering as they do so with every touch the words, you matter. Your voice matters. What you have to say matters. You matter. Your expression matters. And as it opens up, I actually see initially a lot of grief release through this region, all the way through the midline of the body, releasing from the very tailbone all the way up the spine, grief energy around not having potentially trusted your own sense, your own expression. And as it does so, releasing generations upon generations of learned helplessness, learned silencing. And as we release it in this way, bringing in hydration now through, again, the midline structures, but it's actually going through the governing vessel meridian in reverse order, all the way back and all the way down. And I see that as releasing any sense of male domination, where it may have been feeling almost like an intimidation of sorts, like, how dare you speak your truth? I'm a man, you're a woman, what do you know? Type of energy in there. And as we release the internal bullying structure of that all, it may also change outwardly. And as we release it inwardly from the internal, I see it linking now through to the heart for harmony in relationships, internal and external alike. Perhaps there's no difference. Linking into house 10, house of expression, house of recognition, house of achievements, house of career. And as we work with this, I see that it's actually bringing in a lot of stability into all the work and that we've been working through the midline structures, through conception vessel, governing vessel, through throat. And as that supports and anchoring the system and its new expression in these ways, the Wei Qi begins to pulse. The Wei Qi, that external lining that surrounds our entire external body mind, comes alive. What if the Wei Qi had its own heartbeats, its own rhythm, its own pulsation of energy? What if its vibration could be rhythmic and soothing, almost hypnotically so, almost like a dance coating you, surrounding you, and what it means to be alive, to be called alive, to live. With the awareness of this Wei Qi, healthy cocooning energy, the heart becomes more vibrant, a little lighter, and that in turn harmonizes everything up, everything down, through all the chakras above and below. And as that synthesis comes together through all seven chakras, I see the body mind fall back into that Taoist arch that I've spoken to before. And I often see it come up in integration work, especially when the heart's involved. The Taoist arch, in a way, is this spontaneous sort of like backbending, where if we were outside in nature, the heart would align with the heavens, in particular the sun. And in house five, the house of the heart, the planet is that of the sun. It calls in creativity. It calls in pleasure. What would give you pleasure to create? What would give you pleasure to create within you, within your world? And in this new way, we get a little bit lighter with how we move in this world. And as we begin to create with pleasure, with joy, with all the freedom of an inner child, calling this energy of this heart, this sunshine within you alive, and through this Taoist arch expression, the governing conception, the masculine and feminine primary meridians alike, begin to circulate through that natural, healthy, microcosmic orbit. And as they circle their energies in this way, the perineum begins to soften, that place between vagina or testes and anus begins to get a little bit more supple with every breath, governing one point and conception vessel one point, that both hang out here, also get new information of how they get to be aligned with pleasure, with sun energy, which is the expression, the fullest expression of our life potential available. It gets new information around what it means to create with pleasure. And as we drink in pleasure through the heart, all the way down to genitals, perineum, it gets to be in a way that feels good for you now. You get to create from a different place. And you get to create your world and your experiences potentially from a different place, by means of expressing what you value, what you hold near and dear. Beautiful. And as we work with that all, invitation to breathe and receive as we tap this part in here. And as we're tapping it out, I see this little like ka-chunk of seriousness just fall out of the left brain, like, oh, maybe I don't need that anymore. And as that little piece of rigidity or seriousness leaves, there may even just be a little bit more room for play, which is also house five, creative pleasure stuff. Giving that just one more breath, letting that all melt together and land. Beautiful. Giving this just a few more breaths now to integrate this part. I invite you, if it feels right, if it calls to you, to place your attention in your heart. And hanging out with what's here. What's here that might feel good, and taking a moment to notice that. And then also noticing if anything opposite to that is here. And if there is, I see just a little bit of like a towel being wrung out horizontally, though, and it goes all the way through the heart meridian. If we can imagine the heart meridian in the alignments of our arms being extended straight out horizontally from our heart, the towel ringing out through the length of that all the way through the heart meridian, almost like it's giving a really good stretch in the morning. And sometimes we can imagine, you know, one arm twisting one way, the other arm twisting another way with our arms out to the sides. And as it's wringing out the towel in this way, wringing out sadness and grief alike through the heart. I've never seen this type of bioenergetic balancing before, but here we are. It's really fun. How playful, how creative. And as it does so, I actually see a fair amount of stuff coming through heart one point, deep in the armpit. And as the heart meridian, and feel free to stay with that, with the arms twisting and rotating potentially opposite to one another. So as one arm rolls up, the other hand or arm rolls down and then twisting back and forth that way. And as we wring out the towel of your heart meridian, that feels wrong to say, but also right at the same time, the heart one points release and they drop a lot of burdens. And I see them releasing to the earth below, who actually just takes what's being offered as a form of a gift. And it actually begins to recycle that sadness, that grief alike. And as it recycles, creating as the earth does through time, nourishment. New, almost like that sadness and grief was fertilizer. It may even nourish and grow that seedling just a little bit bigger, a little deeper, a little richer. So feel free to check out on that image of that seedling that you planted a little while ago. What's here? What's come alive? What's being born? As you continue to recycle your energy in these ways. It's linking all the way up to the eyes. What can we see from here? What new visions can we behold from here? What can we look up to see that it's possible from here, if this was a platform that we got to push off of, and you got to rise even higher, what do you see? What's possible here? And as we work with that, unwinding various different jaw muscles and cheekbone muscles alike, that we're almost bracing for things to go sideways, for you to quote unquote fall flat on your face. And as we release that expectation of this won't work out, I'll just fall flat on my face, I see the heart begin to allow for even more capacity to rise, to fly, to soar even higher. And as we do so, releasing a little bit of hypervigilance through the back of the neck, which has that tone again of I should have eyes in the back of my head to watch out for what's behind me, what's coming. And as that releases, unwinding some tension through that left side in particular, where the skull joins the spine. And this is holding up, it looks like, sadness, depression. And also, there's a little bit more here than just that. It's got the energy of cowering or like needing to like curl up and hide and be small in some way, shape, or form, looking to be invisible. But the word is precisely cowering. And as I work with this, it actually has this energy line that goes from where the skull joins the spine on the outside edge on the left side, wraps all the way through where the skull joins the spine in the center, and goes and rises through the midline of the back of the skull. Okay. And it encircles a little bit of the left occipital lobe or left occipital bone as it does so. So as it moves through here, I see almost like a little teeny tiny person hiding and just really quite scared. So just like we did before, I'm going to invite you to bring in a little touch if it feels right to you and offer soothing, comforting energy. And if it helps, you can even imagine my hands reaching through the computer screen. If I was there with you when you were little and this happened, I'd reach out and I'd hold you. I'd hold you tight to me. I'd hold your skull, your head. And as I did so, I'd offer comforting words, nourishing touch. I've got you now. It's safe now. You're safe now. And as the opportunity for the awarenesses, the senses, the skull to take in that comforting arises, releasing a bundle of belief systems around the theme of, I have to figure this out on my own. This is all on me. The need to be hyper-independent begins to quiet and calm just a little bit more. What if you were never meant to do it all on your own? And what if you were never meant to have to figure it all out on your own? I also hear the words, what if we're all just doing the very best that we can with what we've got? What if? What if? And as that releases, I see a few different layers of ways that you may have made yourself wrong for early mistreatments, early life mistreatments. And within that, self-hatred being comforted and released now through here. And as it unwinds through here, there's another energy line going all the way from the back of the skull through to the front of the throat, through to the heart. And almost as the energy of like a fishing lure or a fishing hook. I just hear the words like, I've got you now, ha ha. I've got you now, ha ha. There's a little bit of like gleefulness behind the words. And here we actually are working with the pattern of gullibility, And underlying that, a feeling of where that, what set the stage for this gullibility? Including, again, early childhood experiences around not necessarily getting the comfort, the affection, the nurturing that you feel called to. And so there's almost like this continual search for it, and in a way that allows and sets the stage for a time, looking for it in the wrong places or looking at it through the wrong means. And I hesitate to use the word wrong, because it's all just information, but that's the voice of the limiting belief system, so to speak, that I'm more so speaking through. I don't really judge the whole right wrong thing in quite that same way, or in any way really at all. But as we work with this idea of looking at where it is we have been searching for what's nourishing us, taking a moment to allow for reassessment, and maybe we get to switch gears and do things a little differently now. Where would we like to receive that which nourishes us from? And what if you got to plant another seed to have that come to fruition and blossom? And if it calls to you, you can even plant that little seed in your heart or anywhere else that feels right. I've got a couple of seedlings growing now. And as that begins to unwind, I see it releasing what's underneath that gullibility at an even deeper level, which is the energy of mistrust. And not knowing what to trust and where to trust and how to trust and how does that work. And as the body mind is sorting that out, I'm seeing that entire energy hook pattern begin to unwind and soften. And that hook, just in my imagination, begins to glow with golden light. It was sharp silver. And as it transforms into golden light, it almost becomes this like shepherd's cane, and it forms this beautiful capacity to actually be something that we can rely on as supports, versus feeling like we're hooked into receiving nourishment through a very limited way by means of having to be gullible to things that we don't actually even trust at times. But that we actually get to have our own minds now, and that we get to do it in ways that are supportive. Ways that are supportive. And as we rearrange how it is you orient to receiving healthy supports, I see that old story, you know, from 8 seconds ago, begin to unwind and find its rightful place in history. And if you like, you can even make a little sacred monument or statue and give it a little place in the Hall of Fame of sorts. And as we historically wrap up in this way, or as we wrap up history in this way, what is it in your imagination that you step into? Your new seedlings may have some information for you on that. And as you step into the new, into the mystery of the new, linking this all into lung energy, into not just lung one point, but the entire lung meridian, although we'll start with it, at its upper outer edges of the chest. And as we work with the lung meridian as it flows through, unwinding any little twists and torques in that clavicle area, which already started to unwind as we were doing that arm towel heart thing, the wringing out of the towel from earlier. The lungs, actually see them become lighter and lighter and lighter, to the point where they actually get to fly in their own way. They get to soar in their own way. And then the lungs are meant to be this area where we circulate all of our energy, where we learn how to surrender. And in turn, as we gracefully surrender, be able to respond versus overreact to a situation at hand. And we're going to tap this all out here. So invitation to breathe and receive. And I just see the lungs softening into their role, their natural healthy role of all that they provide, with more room and with more space to do so. And as these lungs unwind, offering them a breath as we tap this all out, and noticing as you take potentially even a slightly fuller, deeper breath, how that feels. And if any part of that feels good, taking a moment to savor and drink that in. And offering that another breath, another couple of breaths, and allowing that to settle and land in its own way. And then I'm seeing another like bit of wringing that towel out, but from the throats. And instead of like horizontal now, it's up and down, and it's through all the different various structures of the esophagus, the trachea, food and air pipes respectively, the vertebrae, the blood vessels, the carotid artery, the veins that run, you get the idea, all the lymphatics that run through here, the various musculature holdings. And as they all get, in essence, a thorough massage of sorts, there is the releasing as we simultaneously wring out the towel, also releasing the need to wring out the towel. So with each wringing out of the towel, it gets just a little bit softer and a little bit lighter, so that more can release without us having to whoosh, effort to squeeze all the water out of that towel. it actually becomes almost like a subtle, supple massage or a dance where all these structures get to rotate and twist and turn until they realign with our natural spiral. There's this natural helical spiral that all the structures down to the cellular DNA are meant to organize around. The fancy word is the golden ratio of phi, PHI. And as these helical structures begin to fall into place through all the different layers that I named, the muscles, the blood vessels, the bones, they begin to dance in their own rhythm, but in a way that each of them get their own rhythm, but somehow it all works collectively underneath one grand rhythm of sorts. And as you find the rhythm of your expression, the rhythm of your voice, linking it down to your feet, down to kidney one, so the pulsation of this rhythm, of these vibrations, can get animated through your very anchor points onto this earth. How is it we wish to flow in this dance and this rhythm of life? And these kidney one points in particular on the bottom of the soles of the feet, along with the minor chakras of the feet, begin to allow that energy to move through to the earth in a way that becomes an alignment now, this rhythm aligns with the grand rhythm of the Schumann resonance, the vibration of the earth itself. And from there, that rhythm gets to move all the way through your entire being, through the feet. It gets to rise through every single cell, every single fiber of your legs, your pelvis, your abdomen, through your diaphragm, through your chest, your heart, your lungs, your arms, through the thoracic inlets, through the neck, through the face, through the head, through the crown, through the entire back body and front body alike, held in the resonance of Mother Earth. And I see that same opening up to the microcosmic orbit one more time, this time with an ever so slightly lean, or not even slightly lean, but more of like a desire, a pull to move into the new. Not in a way that disrespects the old or the history, but in a way that allows us to again tap into what it means to create anew. And as we do so, the creative sexual energies of the sexual chakra begin to pulse in their own rhythm. They begin to come alive with pleasure, with joy, with vitality, with the balancing of rejection of the old and acceptance of the new, with rejection energy being accepted as a part of it all. Yeah. And that rejection actually gets to be a good thing sometimes. It helps us to keep at bay what we don't need. And as I highlight that, releasing a few different painful points in life around times in which you were rejected, times in which you felt rejected, and particularly by the people that you depended upon for survival in your early years. And the sensitivity or the desire to organize your entire body mind around that rejection may have created just a slight twist or torque through the spine. And as we release that from the sexual chakra and the spine alike, I see the tailbone drop and I see the pelvis open and the feet plant just a little bit deeper into the earth below, supporting this new alignment. I see it unwinding tensions as well through the back of the heart. As I hear the words, that wasn't my fault, that wasn't my fault, and any excess burdens around the internalized shame of rejection begin to lighten the load. And then I just hear the heart whisper, I'm free. I'm free. Perhaps the heart's free to even fly, check it out and see. As we tap this part out here, invitation to breathe and receive. And as we bring this in for a nice soft landing, where you're at feels good and supportive for you, I invite you to stay right where you are. At any point in time, if you'd like to bring in your resource that you found earlier that was outward or inward, feel free to do so. And I have a song that is, it's about 4 minutes long. It's actually called Breaking the Silence by Mireya Stark and Sasha Rose, and it's from the album Lineage.
Woman telling her story, come on, from the heart of the mystery, dispelling years of violence. We are breaking the silence. Woman telling her story, come on, from the heart of the mystery, dispelling years of violence. We are breaking the silence, 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 breaking the silence. Let your voices be heard. There is healing in your words. Let your voices be heard. There is healing, there is healing. Let your voices be heard. There is healing in your words. Let your voices be heard. There is healing, there is healing. Woman, telling her story, come on, from the heart of the mystery, dispelling years of violence. We are breaking the silence. Woman, telling her story, come on, from the heart of the mystery, dispelling years of violence. We are breaking the silence, 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 breaking the silence. Let your voices be heard. There is healing in your words. Let your voices be heard. There is healing, there is healing. Let your voices be heard. There is healing in your words. Let your voices be heard. There is healing, there is healing. There is healing, there is healing. There is healing, there is healing, there is healing. Break the silence. Woman, telling her story, come on, from the heart of the mystery, dispelling years of violence. We are breaking the silence. Woman, telling her story, come on, from the heart of the mystery, dispelling years of violence. We are breaking the silence, breaking the silence, breaking the silence, breaking the silence. begin the silence. Let me begin the silence. Begin the silence.
Thank you for calling this medicine in. And thank you for all that you brought here today. My deepest love to you all. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Have yourselves a beautiful rest of your day and your weeks ahead. And if anyone needs any extra support one-on-one afterwards, just let me know. Okay, loves. Bye for now.